I think I've told you everything I know, and the only reason I'm taking you so long and not letting you go is my mind's wandering, and I'm just trying to be sure that I'm covering every base.
Yeah.
Wish you'd write a memo on this conference.
Yeah.
I wish you'd check with the conference with Deloach. So he went into action. I told him to immediately go and talk to Walter.
Yeah.
Last night, and I don't want to. The important thing here, you're going to have these historians write about the Hardings and so forth. I'm not important, and he's not, as an individual. The presence is awfully important.
Well, all right.
And I would tell Dungeon, leave word with that payroll officer at the White House. He's in charge of personnel, and every person that goes on that payroll, whether it's a clerk or what it is, has an FBI. And has a fresh one.
All right.
And those that don't, I'd put them on that. And I would certainly get the Internal Revenue man over as quick as I could this morning. Tell him that I'm damn tired of them messing around. They've had 1 year. While this suburban stuff, where this guy deposited the 109, the late stuff, I won't work at night. Well, any people in there that they can, I want their records to show that they've done it. So when they get them before that committee, they can say that I ordered them to put everybody they could to see where this $25,000 went. I ordered them to go to the national committee and talk to everybody that might have been able to receive it. They ought to go to both congressional committees. Bobby Baker gave me any money. Bobby Baker says that he knew nothing about this. He had nothing to do with it, which seems awfully strange to me. Our people think he's telling the truth. And in his judgment, this money was used to buy three automobiles because he knew they were bought. And when it was raised by the Washington Post back in 61 about Macmillan, that they went out and the Suburban Trust was a friendly bank. And they ran a check through it and predated the cancellation, some postdated, backdated. And that angle ought to be looked into because they wouldn't give you their records first.
That's right.
And if the three automobiles were bought, it's bad. But it's not, it's certainly not Baker. Is Democrats. This guy was obviously dealing with a lot of other people too, because one time he drew $40,000 out in cash. And I just think that because of Williams, they've been scared to touch him over there. They let the damn thing expire on his statute of limitation. I wish that my chief legal officer, my advisor, you'd look at that and see. Get your tax man and see how we can revive that.
That's being done.
Okay, Nick. God bless you and thank you a lot. You're going to be gone temporarily, I hope.
Yeah, I'll just be gone part of the afternoon.
You got any other engagements away the next 2 weeks?
California next two.
How important is that?
What?
How important is that?
Moderately so. I was talking to the student body at UCLA. I thought it was a good place to talk.
Well, I guess it is in light of this, because Kansas looked like he didn't want to. And I think you just got to be open and say it.
Been out of Indianapolis to the AFL-CIO state bench now, trying to do that on some of the backlash. Never, spoke about getting out with them.
Well, the important thing to you to understand, what I try to tell you all the time, that the only instructions you have from the president is to give equal and exact justice and be diligent in doing it. let the chips fall where they may, from First Lady on down. And we all wind up in the penitentiary tomorrow, I want that record to be clear.
Right.
And you see that that's true of every conversation I've ever had with you.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.